yesterday's attacks on other things.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
A year after Emmanuel Macron was sworn in as French president. New to the world of international politics, yet he seeks to take center stage. In a few months, Macron managed to accomplish something his predecessors proved unable to do for a long time. Making France seem like a leading European country with growing influence. Macron says his country should once again assume a central role in international affairs.
Aujourd'hui, mesdames et messieurs, le temps est venu pour la France de se hisser à la hauteur du moment. La division et les fractures qui parcourent notre société doivent être surmontées. Qu'elle soit économique, sociale, politique ou morale. Car le monde attend de nous que nous soyons forts, solides et clairvoyants. La mission de la France dans le monde est éminente. Nous prendrons toutes nos responsabilités pour apporter, chaque fois que cela sera nécessaire, une réponse pertinente aux grandes crises contemporaines. Qu'il s'agisse de la crise migratoire, du défi climatique, des dérives autoritaires, des excès du capitalisme mondial, et bien sûr du terrorisme.
In April, France joined the US and the UK in dropping bombs on three facilities in Syria, allegedly associated with the use of chemical weapons. Shortly after, Macron said he convinced US President Donald Trump to carry out the attacks.
Il y a 10 jours, le président Trump disait les États-Unis d'Amérique ont vocation à se désengager de la Syrie. Nous l'avons convaincu qu'il était nécessaire d'y rester.
He also said he was willing to act as an intermediary between the US and Russia and find a political solution in Syria. While the attacks were Macron's first big military decision since he got the key to the Élysée Palace, it was not the first time he got involved in conflicts and crises overseas. In his first important foreign policy speech after his inauguration, Macron pointed out, France must become a great power again. That's a necessity. Some political observers have described Macron as extremely opportunistic, trying to take the place of the US and the UK in the Middle East, as those two countries are showing seemingly less interest in the region. Paris played an important role as mediator in November 2017, after Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri resigned from office all of a sudden while visiting Saudi Arabia.
التي سادت قبيل اغتيال الشهيد رفيق الحريري وقد لمست ما يحاك في الخفاء للاستهداف حياتي فإني أعلن استقالتي من رئاسة الحكومة اللبنانية.
Many analysts believe Riyadh forced him to resign for his weak stance against the Lebanese Hezbollah resistance movement. Macron flew to the kingdom, and a few weeks later, Hariri resumed his post back in his country. Macron's eagerness to address other crises in the Middle East reflects his desire to restore the French political clout within the region. In December 2017, the young president hosted Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas after Trump announced that he would recognize Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel and move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to this holy city.
I have determined that it is time to officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
A move that he took in May, triggering weeks of protests by Palestinians and days of violence by the Israeli regime. In early December, when Macron visited Qatar to negotiate the sale of French-made fighter aircraft, the president also tried to mediate in the biggest Persian Gulf crisis in recent years, after Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Egypt and Bahrain cut diplomatic ties with Qatar and imposed a complete blockade against it, accusing the country of financing terrorism.
Comme je l'ai dit depuis le début de la crise, le rétablissement de la stabilité dans le Golfe est pour nous aussi une priorité, parce que nous y avons de nombreux amis. Et c'est la raison pour laquelle j'ai redit à Cheikh Tamim le soutien de la France aux efforts de médiation du Koweït. Et on souhaite que nous puissions trouver une résolution rapide de la situation aujourd'hui connue.
Macron has pushed hard for France to be a necessary invitee at negotiation tables in the Middle East. Even after the Iraqi Kurdistan independence referendum last September, Paris offered to mediate between Kurdish officials and the Iraqi government.
Je souhaite que ce dialogue national constructif puisse se lancer très rapidement et la France fera tout pour qu'il puisse y avoir une préservation de l'unité et de l'intégrité de l'Irak et la pleine reconnaissance des Kurdes et de leurs droits dans ce contexte.
The President of the Republic of France, Emmanuel Macron.
Political tensions in the Middle East, including wars in Syria and Yemen on the one hand, and ineffective attempts at resolving them on the other, have given ideal opportunities to the French president, who is seeking to reframe France's standing in the world and its role in the Middle East.
Our first challenge in Syria is not about war. We have to finish this war against ISIS. It's to win peace, to build an inclusive state, to be sure that all the minorities, all the people in Syria will be entitled to live, express themselves and vote. And that's where our common leadership is very important, with our allies in the regions and with the different parties, and first of all, with the Syrian parties, because we should never forget that the one to decide for their own future are the Syrians.
The ambitious president has done wonders for his country's image abroad in leading the fight against climate change and standing up to Trump in this regard. Yet it's not easy to see where he will end up at the end of his presidency, and if he will achieve his goal regarding the role of Paris in global issues and the Middle East in particular. His worst step so far has been in Syria. His penchant to re-establish a foothold in the region as soon as possible has made him lose his diplomatic voice.
When France is trying to promote a new strategy in terms of foreign policy, usually is perceived both in Europe and in the region as a new colonial attempt to regain a certain role or to reposition in a place where France had some ambitions, but where it's not basically possible or it's extremely difficult to reposition themselves. So France is usually subject to criticism, and it's quite evident that there are some difficulties also at the European level in this moment.
Macron has frequently been compared to Tony Blair for his youthful enthusiasm, his resounding victory, and his liberal policies. But will he be compared to Blair for making a fatal mistake by joining the U.S. in military adventurism in the Middle East? Only time will tell.